I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha. And in a studio with me, I have Reese Davis. She's not new to the show, though. She's not new. I want to welcome her back to Shypedia Podcast. Hey, Reese.
Hi. Thanks for having us back.
That's right. I missed you. It's been a whole year.
I know.
So last year you were here, a part of Praise Productions. And of course, it's that time again because you do this annually.
Yes.
Okay, so what do we have going on this year with Praise Productions?
Our upcoming production, Smells Like Freedom, which will be premiering March 23rd.
Okay, why Smells Like Freedom? Last year we had...
Revival the Answer.
The Revival. All right, so this year was Smells Like Freedom. Why did you choose that title?
I feel like it chose me, like most of my titles. And it's funny because I thought Revival was going to be that answer, that, you know, that ending point. But I felt like after you get revived, the next step is to be free and find freedom in all aspects of your life, not whether that be in your job, your personal life, just finding what freedom is. How do you what does it look like in a tangible form? And once we achieve that, how do we continue that throughout our lives?
All right. You know, I was scrolling through your page and I came across your post. You're taking the holistic approach.
Yes.
Okay. So that means that when you define holistic, anything holistic is going to be the body, the mind, the spirit and emotions. You're going to be healing all of these things.
Right.
Okay. So now we're taking it into the dance form. So talk to us about the production this year.
Well, I feel like to kind of piggyback on that, I always, when I think of art, I think of what a famous Nina Simone quote, which is, art should reflect the time. So I feel like anything that you're doing should reflect that what we see in our daily lives. That's how people connect to it. And so anytime when I'm trying to create art, I think that it should make people feel, think, and act. In order to make people feel, think, and act, you have to tap into those levels that you spoke about, the mind, the body, the soul, and hit all of the emotions. And with my art, I try to make it as simplistic as possible for the non-artsy-fartsy people in the audience. And it can go as deep as you're willing to reflect and dive into internally. So it's multi-level, multi-faceted, and I think that reflects the way that we order our show, which is heavy dance, live music, a band, spoken word, visual arts. So it's kind of funny because although we have all these different genres and different facets in the show, I think that mirrors how we also connect with the people within the audience too.
Okay. I've heard great things about this production.
Yay.
And of course, you work with the kids.
Yes.
So you put together the production from numerous ages. What's the age group that you work with?
We take youth as young as 3. I think the youngest in our production this year is 4.
Wow.
And we go all the way through adults. So I think the youngest is 4. The oldest is 42.
Wow.
Maybe even, no, I lie. I think probably 50s, because we have a singer even older than that. So yeah, so all ages, all backgrounds and demographics, yeah, coming together and sharing their art.
Oh my gosh. And how long does it take for you to put this together?
I got the concept for Smells Like Freedom back in last spring. Mm-hmm. And then I've been kind of playing with the idea of
it. So pretty much after the last show,
went right
you
into
already
it.
Have to think about,
yes,
the next year.
No breaks, no breaks. It's funny because usually in my head, I'll have about 3 different concepts and themes. And then when it's time to start working on one, just one kind of drops down. I'm like, okay, that's the one I'm going to use. And after Revival, I didn't. And I was like, okay, what are we going to do? So that's why I was like, okay, it was Revival the last. One, am I going to go back and repeat old shows? And literally, I think after a month of a break, I wrote a piece. And at the end of the piece, the last stanza was, and I took a deep inhale, and I'm paraphrasing, and it smelled like freedom. Mm. And for some reason, that stuck with me. And it kind of remind me of the, I think, is it Radiohead? This song Smells Like Teen Spirit. So it kind of played off that title, but I kind of play with the idea. I'm like, yeah, it smells like freedom. What does freedom look like? What is freedom?
Mm.
How do I define that? And then once I find it in my personal life, how does it show up in my professional life? And then once I did that, I kind of just started creating the show, and it just unfolded. And I lived and I experienced, and I put all those, you know, life experiences that I had along the way within the show. So everything that I create, I also live. And I think that's why people really reflect to the stories that we tell, because they're real life stories. The spoken word pieces were pieces that I wrote throughout this process. You know, when I was going through grief or my ups and my downs, I was writing. And then so those pieces are very real, because that's what it was like, almost me journaling or creating a diary throughout the journey and the process of the show.
Wow. You know, your time and effort will be shown through the show. I already know, you know, just from what I've heard in the past. I look at your pluggers. I see the pictures, in which this is great artwork as well. I don't know who you have doing your artwork.
Darrell Alexander. No, okay. Darrell Alexander. He's an amazing art director. He does all of our graphics each year.
Really? Okay. So I saw the Trayvon Martin tribute.
Yes.
Okay. So the artwork on that is excellent. We see the Skittles. We see him with the hoodie on. How did this one come about? What was the inspiration behind that one?
You know what? When with these shows, we work with so many different artists throughout the Chicagoland area, which is one of the things I absolutely love about our projects, because even though I write and direct the shows, it's not just me. Like, I have a phenomenal musical director, Dave Felton, tech director, Marshawn Robinson, and our art director, Darrell Alexander, all of which that I've been working with throughout the entire process, I mean, entire lineage of Praise Productions, so for the last 8 years. So at this point, we're very much so a family. Mm-hmm. And so what I'll do is sit down with them, like I did with Darrell, who is our art director, and I'll tell him the theme and the thought behind it. I'll give him pieces that I've already kind of set in my head, even though they're not choreographed. I'll say, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I wish to create. This is a feeling. I will give him imagery, music, and he'll sit with it. And then after that, he's like, okay, Reese, I'm ready to present something to you. And this year, I just loved what he did, because he used pop art. Okay. So we took very serious and strong content, like Trayvon, like Gardner, cases that we've seen in today's society, but he used pop art as a way to kind of lighten it up. But really what he was showing was, how do we find freedom within those deep concepts?
Wow.
So the light, the youthfulness and the joy that you kind of see color, you know, with the coloring, mm-hmm. and things, is not to say that the content isn't serious, but what it is what does freedom look like on the other side of that? Wow. And so we play with those two concepts, and I think he just did that beautifully this year. It was, I mean, lightweight genius. And I was very, very happy with the product this year. I felt like it read well, and people really, really connected with it. And his job is so important, because although when people sit and see our shows March 23rd, they're seeing the dance, they're seeing the music, they see the art, they see the visual arts, but it's DeRose artwork that gets the people in those seats in the first place, you know, because that's the introduction to everything. So it's a beautiful marriage between the artists that we kind of work with throughout the process, and I can't do it without each one of them.
Okay. All right. So with this production, what do you want your audience to walk away? What do you want them to take as they walk away from this show?
I want them to feel liberated, you know, and if they're not feeling, you know, liberated right then and there, to start realizing the necessity of freedom. Because and that's a part of the show, which is, and before we can even obtain freedom, we have to realize that we have a lack of it in our lives. Mm-hmm. So once we detect and we have the realization that, hey, I'm being held captive by my job, or I feel like I am under subjugation by my responsibilities in life, and just kind of going through life, mm-hmm. then it's to that point where you're like, I need to get free. I need a sense of liberation. And then after you kind of make that realization, it's then going after that and really bringing that into all, like, in balance, a beautiful balance in all aspects of your life. But I feel like it's a journey. So I want people to at least start the journey and feel lighter, you know. I feel like I really prayed that because we're only doing one night only, we had limited seats.
Yeah.
So I was like, God, bring the people that really need to be there.
Wow, yes.
And so what I know that people are gonna come with burdens and trials and things that they're going through. And I hope leaving out of the show that they feel a little bit lighter.
You know, I tend to feel that way. I don't know if that I can speak for everyone else, but that usually happens after the tears, after the praise. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this whole production will do. Because I know last year, I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. That's what I heard, you know. So when people walk away this year, it's just going to. But, you know, sad thing is that the show is sold out now,
we
right?
We just sold out last night. Literally last night we sold out, which, so, I mean, it's a blessing. 2 weeks before, that's great.
Yeah, so 8 years of doing this, everyone spread the word. I mean, I'm sure people are coming back because they have to get more of this. This is awesome. You know, this is a big deal. So I see we have some people in the studio with me right now.
Yes.
You know, I have two beautiful young ladies. Who do we have with us?
Brooklyn.
And Zaria.
So we have Brooklyn and Zaria. Okay, and how old are you, Brooklyn?
I am 12 years old.
And Zaria?
I'm 11 years old.
Oh, okay. All right, so you ladies are a part of the production. Mm-hmm. How long have you been a part of this production?
I've been dancing with PPI for 5 years.
Okay, so how long have you been dancing, period, Brooklyn?
Since I was 3 years old.
Okay, so she came out the womb almost dancing as well. Okay, and what about you, Zaria?
I've been dancing since I was 5 years old.
Since you were five, and you've been with Praise Productions?
For a little over 6 years.
Okay. Oh, wow. Reese, I mean, you keeping these girls in line. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what type of dance lessons, I mean, is there different type of dance lessons that we're doing as they're a part of this, or are we all doing the same thing? What type of dance lessons are you normally into, Brooklyn?
I'm normally into, you know, tumbling lessons and jazz lessons, you know, stuff like that. It's really fun and upbeat.
Okay, so you like to groove. Okay, and Zaria?
I really like hip-hop because hip-hop allows me to express myself more.
Oh, okay. And I hear that one of you young ladies are the captain of this year for the whole Praise Productions? For their youth division.
For youth company.
Okay. So who's the captain this year?
Me.
That's Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Okay, congratulations. But Zaria, you were the captain last year, right?
No.
But you were a captain 1 year, because you change it up every year, right, Reese?
Yes, so every year. I think Zaria was 2 seasons ago, and then Brooklyn's this season.
And so what's the job for the captains? What do they do?
The captains lead the stretches sometimes when Miss Reese is busy. They clean up the after practice and rehearsal, and, you know, they demonstrate certain moves when Miss Reese asks us to, and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a huge job. You talking about cleaning up too?
Yeah. Responsibility.
I'm sure Mama is really happy about this position. You're getting them prepared to clean up at home. I hope you do that at home as well. Okay, are you excited about the upcoming show?
Yes.
Why so?
I'm excited because I like all of our dances, and especially this one dance. It's our hip-hop dance, and it's really, like, aggressive, and I like all the moves in it, you know, because, you know, it's, like, really hard.
Okay. What about you, Zaria?
I'm very excited for the upcoming production because the dances that are in the production challenges me more. Okay. And I want the audience to be aware, after production, I want them to be aware about what's happening in the world right now.
Okay. What did you learn from this production as you were going through it? Is there anything you learned?
I learned.
Anything that sticks out for you?
Like what the show means.
Yeah, what the meaning of the show. Anything that touched you as you were really getting into these dances and you're really feeling it. You're just into the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Has it impacted either of you ladies in any type of way?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And how so?
People are impacting me by the way I think about myself.
Okay.
Self-esteem and confidence.
Okay. And what about you, Brooklyn?
The production at PPI impacted me because it tells me that not everything in the world is right and that other people need to realize that. And also, when we go out for, like, performances, we have to be disciplined, so it, like, helps me focus in school.
Oh, yes, it does. It does. And has this been pretty challenging for everyone, considering you're in school and then you have the practice after school and It's been keeping you ladies busy, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's all right. It's just getting you ready for the real world. Just enjoy it now. Reese, you're amazing. So outside of this production, I know that you're working on these productions all year. Just pretty much you don't get a break from it. But is there anything else that you have going on outside of this?
Yes, we Praise Productions, we're year-round programming. So we have our annual shows, which for the last three seasons have been falling around the spring and March. But for this, right after the production, we'll be gearing up for our summer programming, where we have a youth summer camp, which will be coming up in the month of July 2019. We also have a teen and adult dance intensive. So that will also be coming up in July. And then we take a little bit of a break in August, and we start back our regular season right after Labor Day.
Okay. And so since this show is sold out, is there any type of way that people can contribute to this production?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're Praise Productions on both. Also, you can visit our website, praiseproductions.com. That's Praise with a Z, P-R-A-I-Z-E. We are a 501c3 organization, community-based here in the south side of Chicago. So definitely, we're always thankful for donations of any kind to help support our youth. All of our tuition is made affordable for our youth in inner cities can have professional programming to keep them in positive programming and off the streets and active. So we're always looking for different donations so we can supply scholarships and keep our rates affordable for the youth that we serve.
Okay. And so this year, even though we're sold out, you're always going to be at the Riva in David Logan Center for the Arts. This is where it's always held, right?
This is our second season there. We're actually an arts partner with the Logan Center. So this is our second season. We change it up. We've had shows at the Harris Theater downtown, DeSable, Beverly Arts Center, Croc Center. This is the first time that we've actually repeated theaters. Any other time, we usually go to a different theater each production, but we keep it Chicago local. But with us becoming an arts partner with the Logan Center, we did a double season there.
Awesome. All right, ladies, so are you looking forward to your family? Your family's going to be there to check you out. Have you been giving them a little snippet of what you have, what you're working on, or is it a secret? Has it been a secret?
Yes. I kept it a secret.
Okay, Reese. So anything else we need to know about what's going on with you?
No, just keep following us on Facebook and Instagram, Praise Productions. Hit us up on our website, praiseproductions.com, praise with a Z. And like I said, we do these annual productions every year. So keep, you know, visit us on social media, our website, to stay abreast of what we have going on throughout the year, because we do have smaller performances. And like I said, if you want your youth to join our programming, we have open enrollment. So we open our registration back up right after March 23rd. So you can take classes in all genres of dance. And then also, if you're looking for summer programming, either for youth for a full day summer camp, Monday through Friday, breakfast, lunch, served, and all materials supplied, check us out. We'll be there for the entire month of July. And we also have programming for teen and adults this summer.
Wow. And does that go, the age group go up to 52 still?
Yeah. You know what? Over the summer, we get a nice range of people from beginner all the way through advanced. So that's a time for everyone to kind of get, you know, summertime kick back, get in shape, you know, get summertime shy ready, have fun. And, you know, dance, I feel like dance is a way that you can stay in shape, but it's fun. You don't even realize you're really exercising.
Yeah.
So we get a nice range of people come out for our dance intensive. So you don't have to be a professional dancer. You can be a beginner. You can be young, older. It doesn't matter. We open our doors for everyone.
That's amazing. All right, I want to turn that into a hashtag. Summertime shy ready.
Okay.
I love that. I said I was going to start next week.
Come on.
I have to start next week. You know, a few birthdays passed, and, you know, I've been eating cake a lot and pizza. So, you know, tomorrow. What about tomorrow?
That's when you start.
Tomorrow? That's too soon.
You said you try to wait for December.
At least let me get through the weekend. Shout out to Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, one of my favorite PR people. Thank you for putting this together. We'll definitely, you know what, you guys, these tickets be selling out so fast.
Yes.
You need to get in line for next year. That's all. That's the only advice I have. Other than that, you know, it would be great if we had a DVD or something, but
I know,
you know,
we have so much original work that I stopped selling our shows because a lot of the music that you see is original from our musical director. Same with the spoken word. So, you know, we're praying that eventually in a couple of years, we're pitching this to go on the road and tour, and we see Broadway in our future. So that's why we kind of been a little bit more selective with what we allow out for, you know, the masses outside of our shows, because, you know, we're speaking in existence that we'll be touring very soon.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Reese, for
Thanks.
Dropping by the show once again in our new spot up here at the Skyline Studios. Last time it was at the Tribute Tower. Anyhow, but thank you again, ladies, Brooklyn and Zaria.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Shot, Petey, 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 shot, Pet